fighting for the species as our forebears did, building, competing, striving, trailblazing. The Maverick spirit is alive and well. Reality starts here. Victory starts here. Tyranny dies here. Freedom grows here. You have the power in your hands right now before we cover all this incredible, game-changing, over-the-horizon information to share the live feeds now at rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live, the coordinates of victory, and Real Alex Jones on X at AJN Live, and more. AlexJonesLive.com, our news site with the feeds, video, audio, article, special reports, government documents, think tank reports, and more.
AlexJonesLive.com, because there is a war on for your mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Friday, July 10th, 2026. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and we got one hell of a broadcast lined up.
The Alex Jones Network. Tomorrow's news, today.
Gets more crazy. We've got so much to cover. Start your engines. Tell folks about the local station you're listening to. Share the live feeds. Rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live. On X at Real Alex Jones and AJN Live. And of course at AlexJonesLive.com, our news site. Look, I want Trump to get out of this war 133 days into it. Yesterday he said, that's it. We said 2 days ago, too. The deal's off. Total war. We're going to obliterate you. No more deals. You always come to the table and then don't actually do what you say you're going to do. And then he's back today saying, okay, we're back to the table. I stopped counting it 50 times. Seriously, it's over 50 like a month ago. And I understand that Trump keeps trying to get a deal, but the Iranians hold the cards because just blowing up their infrastructure, basically they don't care because they're ideologically committed to this like the Vietnamese were. The Pentagon told Trump that. But this is really coming to a head. And Trump wasn't playing games, though. He hit their main nuclear reactor 2 days ago. They blew up the Chinese bridges they built into the country in the huge IMEC corridor Belt and Road Initiative. Blew up a bunch of big bridges for the railways coming in. And they hit a bunch of oil refineries. So Trump has not been destroying their main infrastructure. He hit some of it until now. So I have to tell you, and I predicted this. I said the Iranians are going to be pigheaded. They don't hold all the cards. And now the world's buying oil from other places. And, yeah, they can close down the strait, but Trump can stop their ships from getting through. And so the mullahs need to make a deal. That doesn't mean I endorse this war. I was against it, but I do want to end it for everybody. And obviously Netanyahu doesn't want that because he's convicted. And as soon as this war ends, he's going to jail. And that's even in the Israeli newspapers. So this is even for Israel's interest. This is just out of control. Meanwhile, Israel reportedly warns U.S., this is Associated Press, Times of Israel, that Iran has devised a new plot to assassinate Trump. Now, the two guys they busted in two separate plots a few years ago, trying to get in here out of Pakistan to kill Trump, it turned out were basically just being manipulated by international intelligence agencies, Mossad, CIA, weren't really working for the Iranians. I'm not saying the Iranians haven't talked about killing Trump. I'm not saying they don't have sleeper cells. I'm not saying they might not try it. They've been chanting for it and calling for it. But you could also have Trump killed. That gets him out of the way of the globalist. And then he said, if I ever get killed, it's Iran, obliterate them. That really opens the door for Israel or somebody else to a false flag. Very stupid of Trump to do that. Back at Butler, I said, watch, they'll try to claim Iran's involved. People are like, that's crazy. 2 days later, they did. Nobody bought it. They backed off. Then a month later, oh, surface terror missiles are in the country that Iran brought in. I predicted that. Had a dream. Literally, I just had a God told me in a dream to say this is about to happen, and it happened. I only do that when God tells me to do it. It's not very often. I'm on record. So this is out of control. We got that. We got so much more. I haven't even scratched the surface. What's coming up? Three massive guests today, and so much more. So this is a transmission you don't want to miss. Introducing the AquaPure Ultimate Water Filter Showerhead. You're not just drinking tap water, you're showering in it, breathing the steam, and soaking your skin in it every day. When you take a hot shower, that hot water opens your pores and creates steam. That means chlorine, lead, and many other contaminants in your tap water can hit your skin, your hair, and the air you breathe inside your own bathroom. And unlike most shower filters on the market, this has independent third-party testing. SGS testing showed a 95%+ lead reduction using the system, over 99% chlorine removal, and many other chemicals. The system installs directly onto a standard shower head. It literally just takes seconds. No plumber, no tools, no modification to your plumbing. Regularly $139. Today you can get it for just $97.99. That's 30% off. VIP members of theoutlookshow.com get it for as low as $69.99. That is beyond a steal. Secure yours now while supplies last at theoutlookshowstore.com.
You are listening to an AJN Live Frontline Report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The coordinates, the site to share to override the sensors and break the will of the AI control grid is AlexJonesLive.com with all the live show video feeds, special reports, articles, documents, archives and more at AlexJonesLive.com, the next phase in the information war against the globalist. All right, coming up today, very smart guy, great writer, famous producer, director, Roger Avery, really smart, big listener for many years. He'll be joining us to cover the waterfront. Robert Barnes to look at the midterms, to look at the Charlie Kirk assassin, reported alleged assassin trial that has started with the pretrial. It's a total fiasco. We'll be looking at so much more with him. Jay Dyer, expert on the New World Order, with their own quotes, their own documents, their own admissions. That's all coming up today. Roger Avery, Robert Barnes, Jay Dyer. And then Harrison Smith comes in, 3 p.m. Central, locked and loaded with all the latest news and information. Special guests, your calls and more at 3 p.m. Central, the War Room Live. All right, let me tell you what's coming up. And I'm going to try to do my best this hour to cover a lot of this. Trump says he's agreed to Iran's request to continue talks, but ceasefire is over. U.S.-Iran latest, Trump retaliates and reiterates that ceasefire is over, hits more sites, nuclear reactor hit, oil refineries hit, bridges coming in out of the east from China with their big IMEC / Silk Road corridor. Big developments on that front. I mean, I've been telling you this for 6 months with Victor Boot, the big Russian insider, and this story is actually accurate out of Reuters. Putin likely to escalate Ukraine war despite Trump's peace push. Sources say we'll be getting to all of that. We have big developments in the Supreme Court. Supreme Court lets Texas enforce App Store ID check law. And this is happening everywhere, not just here. That's the Internet ID is coming in. Not just for children or young people, it's for everybody. When they get that, if you think being debanked or deplatformed is bad, this is the key to the global social credit score. We'll be getting into that. And big developments on the flock cameras that have really captured people's attention on Big Brother. They're being cut down all over the United States in masses. The company and the system is panicking. And I think it's healthy that people are pissed off about this, but now they're learning that, oh, your car is watching you and has kill switches, and it's the law under Biden. And Europe just enforced it that every car has to have a camera watching you. This is beyond 1984, and just some amazing developments. I mean, the stack is huge. The amount of information is amazing, but people are really getting pissed and waking up to the data centers and Big Brother. But wait till they find out just how bad it is, what your phone does, what the home assistants do, like Alexa and Google Home Assist, what the smart meters are doing. I'm glad Flock's gotten people awake, but it's just one piece of all of this. That's coming up. Then we have the Islamists. This has been going on for months, but it's getting more intense every week. Rioting in Europe, in London, in Paris, you name it. Police officers got chased by Moroccan fans after losing to France at a riot, the Muslims rioting and burning things as well all over Europe, and just a bunch of their bizarre behavior where they announce that they are taking over now that they've hit in most areas 10% of the population. That's in the Quran. So they've now launched phase two of the three phases of the Islamic takeover. And that ties into Trump saying that all of these Somalis that aren't citizens yet and are here under protection orders of Obama and Biden, that's all revoked and they are going to be deported. And that's a substantive number, but most are already citizens. And Ilhan Omar has been flipping out and getting all angry about that. Meanwhile, Trump has come out and said, with all these billboards that are all over the country, particularly Texas, I saw one just last week. I remember seeing it. I didn't read it. I was like, what is that? It's a baby. It says something. It's got Chinese on it and English. But then when I saw it on the news yesterday, I went, oh, I saw one of those out on 290. And they got billboards up advertising how to come here and have your baby, and it becomes a citizen, and you get all this free welfare, and you can move back to China and then get the money sent back to you. Some Chinese billionaires have over 150 kids here in the United States. I mean, this is just total insanity. So the word is, coming out of the White House and other judicial sources that have been pretty accurate in the past, something changed in Amy Comey Barrett after she saw the Mexicans were putting up billboards, Chinese are too, birthright citizenship deliveries. They've got these hatcheries, basically. So they're talking about rehearing it, and Trump says that's what he wants. He's going to put a new case, because there's so many cases of this, before the Supreme Court, another bite at the apple. So that's coming up as well. Also, showdown in Strasbourg, the unexpected return of chat control, where everything you say, emails, private chats, the government wants a regulation, the unelected EU, that everything you say and do is being read. And Google already reads your emails, but this is them making it the law so big tech can do it and deliver it to government and not get in trouble. That's what the data centers and all of this are, just basically giant private NSA centers, the time to the flock cameras, and more. We also have the Republican primary for governor, and the guy that we all thought, the Republican establishment candidate, has won over Fishback. We'll be looking at all of those different developments. Also, Judicial Watch, FBI, records reveal witness account that SWAT officer recovered remote device from Butler shooter Thomas Crook's pocket. It's also in new congressional data dumps with all these investigations, all these FBI agents talking about how Mueller, the FBI head, was really a mafia don and controlled a bunch of mafia hitmen out of Boston back to the days of Whitey Bulger. I said that years ago, decades ago, and noticed that and that he ordered the killing of Seth Rich, execution style, the DNC staffer that gave information to WikiLeaks, and that Assange, you know, said that they did kill. Why that's important is, you notice when Obama, and this was declassified last year, the White House declassified it nicely of Cash Patel, that they gave us the data dump, we published it. We should republish that at AlexJonesLive.com since InfoWars is shut down. But it's published other places, that they had the FBI field office out of Boston from 2013 on, even in the first Trump administration, you didn't know about it, under national security, spy on me, run a dragnet, try to put me in prison, and frustrate my operations like I was a foreign government with sanctions. Notice it was the Boston office did it, one of the most corrupt. The Boston office is where they run a lot of the FBI hit teams and mafia hit teams that work for them. And then it came out many years ago that Mueller was actually the head FBI liaison for the hit teams they used out of that operation. So now that's actually in FBI files and FBI emails with senior agents talking about it. It's a pretty big deal. So that's what we've got for you today. I'll start plowing into it now. Legendary writer and director and producer Roger Avery will join us to cover all the big developments in the world. Very smart individual. Robert Barnes will join us on the pretrial that's captivated the public of the alleged assassin of Charlie Kirk, Tyler Robinson, and the big developments there yesterday and ongoing today. He'll be joining us. And then Jay Dyer, again, expert on the globalists from their own publications, their own writings, in their own words, of their larger plan for civilization and for society. And, of course, news as it breaks and as it comes in. Now, let's go to Iran and just move on from that. It's big news. It's very important, but we already know most of the pieces and where this runaway train is going, unfortunately. So there's no point to spend an hour on it, but at least 10 minutes or so. So I quit counting at 50. I don't know how many times it is. It's got to be close to 60 times now in the last 133 days. It's pretty much every other day that Trump says, we've removed the regime. We're already victorious. There are fleets at the bottom of the ocean. We've defeated them. We don't need the Strait of Hormuz closed. No deal. They're just losers. They're crazy. And then he'll say, I'm going to obliterate them. You know, we might turn them into a smoking, glowing crater, never to return. And then he'll say, no more deals. And then an hour's later, no, we're making a deal. We're back at the table. Then he'll say, a deal has been made, like on his 80th birthday during the UFC. The deal's done. War's over. Everything's fine. And so oil goes down. Stock market goes up. And then the next day, oh, the war is completely back on. Stock market goes down. Oil goes up. And then a day later, and then you see all this weird insider trading by all of his cabinet people and their sons. I mean, it is just crazy. Absolutely crazy that he tells us this, and it's not true. And every time he says it's over, we won, all of the pro-Israel neocon people that call me a traitor and enemy, I see the talking point instantly. See, you were wrong, panicker. It's all over. Everything's fine. They've been doing that since 4 days into the war, 129 days ago. And I'm just saying, hey, the Pentagon said they probably won't fall. They'll close the strait. It'll cause global inflation, major problems with the fertilizer, starvation, new third world hordes coming into Europe and the U.S. Israel's doing this because Netanyahu's been convicted. He needs to stay in power. He needs the war. This isn't a good idea. Shut up, traitor. They're going to fall. You don't know. And now 133 days into this, we're basically sleepwalk into this, and this yo-yoing whipsaw effect has discredited the U.S. It's discredited the State Department. That's why Rubio hides out and then lets J.D. Vance try to fix the mess that Trump and Netanyahu and Rubio created. They were all for it. Vance was against it, and then he tries to go fix it, and then they say if it fails, it's his fault. I'm not even defending Vance. I'm not his apologist or his cheerleader, but thank God he's over there trying to do this, him and Witkoff. So, and for people I know that are very close, they say, no, they're legitimately trying this. And that's why the vice president's come out a few weeks ago and criticized Israel, said, stop bombing during the ceasefires. You're doing that. And when Israel does, Trump blames them, but also then Iran. And look, the mullahs, death to America, all that stuff, I don't like them. The point is that you can't always get what you want. And I don't even trust the West to have free elections there and put somebody who isn't a radical in because they want to be able to have it unstable and remove that guy later, like they put the head of Al-Qaeda in charge of Syria 2+ years ago. It's absolutely insane. Or they got rid of Maduro and put his vice president, who really was even worse, and actually ran things as a commie in. Now they're in talks to get rid of, let them arrest Raul Castro and all the old senile leadership, and then the guys under him will all be the new dictators working for the U.S. government. I don't like that. That's what our government really would like for us. And that's a fact. That's wrong. Well, you're just not Machiavelli enough. You know, we've had enough Machiavelli. No, I am Machiavelli. I'm very Machiavelli in understanding things. Doesn't mean I have a Machiavellian goal or that I behave in a Machiavellian way, but I'm more Machiavelli than most of these so-called Machiavelli experts. I can outthink their ass all day long. That's what I do. But somebody's got to be a square dealer. Somebody's got to be a straight shooter. Somebody's got to not be a damn liar. Unbelievable. And that was one thing. Trump's first administration with foreign leaders, he did what he said he'd do. He had great gravitas, got a lot done internationally because he would do what he said he would do. He would follow through. Now it's a mixed bag. So we got serious issues with the economy. So let's get into this. And then I'm going to get into Israel reportedly warned U.S. that Iran devised a new plot to assassinate him. This is a big deal. I'll get to that coming up. But right now, let's go ahead and go to this. Here's Trump yesterday. Trump unleashes total war on Iran. No more deals. Total obliteration. Brett Hume came out and basically said the same thing. And they did blow up the nuclear reactor. They did blow up the big bridges coming in out of the east, out of China, you know, that run through Pakistan and Afghanistan and all the rest of it. So that is a big move. I mean, that's not just talk, but, and here's a shot of that, U.S. Air Force surgically dismantled the Aku-Tenek-Khan Railway Bridge in Iran's Golestan province, effectively severing a critical land-based artery. We'll throw an HD of that if we can, the map up for people. Linking Tehran to Russia and China, wasn't just a random target. It was the bypass valve for the north-south transport corridor, which Tehran has been desperately relying on. The United States also has been getting all the forces ready. We've got video of that, to invade Kurg Island and Quashim Island, which is not a good idea. Those are armed camps, but certainly a gear up. They also blew up the main port area and its control terminals. The U.S. hit Iran's Chabahar port overnight, and this footage shows what's left of the maritime control tower. The tower ran ship traffic in and out of Iran's only deep water ocean port. This was what lets bypass the Strait of Hormuz entirely. Taking it out is aimed squarely at Iran's grip on water. So things are moving very, very quickly. So Trump keeps threatening to escalate, and I'm not saying it's good if he does, but then when he does it, that's not good either, because then we have no credibility. He did big escalation and hit infrastructure targets. They also hit oil refineries in key areas, and if they take Kurg Island, that will just cut off Iran. But I predict, and experts do as well, they're just going to dig in and keep us cut off too. It'll hurt them worse than us, but I mean, they're still not going to fall anytime soon, I don't think. I agree with the Pentagon assessment. So what's the point of this? Well, it's all about face-saving. Trump doesn't want to admit he was wrong, and so it will hurt the recovery and cause inflation that we're already seeing out of control. So let's go ahead and play some of them in the White House yesterday, talking about getting tough, and then go into Brett Hume. And then I've got some of the videos people are playing, you know, making fun of Iran, making it all a big joke. And you know, this stuff is funny. And it's funny when Iran makes fun of us. You know, we can all have thick skin. I play their Lego videos. But at the end of the day, this isn't a laughing matter. At the end of the day, this isn't a joke. And this isn't what's going to win wars, the stupid stuff, you know, like Durka Durka Muhammad Jihad, even though I do it myself. I'm not judging anybody. So let's play those clips back to back.
Fast shipping width. So that was a big part of what we targeted. Underground facilities where they were storing drones or missiles, coastal defense sites, radar sites, surveillance sites, anything used to harass shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. So anything they thought they had rebuilt or capability they were using was a target last night. And tonight, if we need to, on your order, Mr. President, we will hit even more and even deeper, because that's the consequence.
And we may put down the blockade. We may put it back, the blockade. And it'll only be a blockade for Iran. Anybody else can have whatever they want. Now, of course, they'll drop some mines if they can, you know, if they can do it. But it's hard because we're taking out those little boats now with the same weapon we used to take out the drug lords and the boats coming in by sea.
By the way, pause. Back it up to 20. Trump, in a speech actually about 3 weeks ago, started actually repeating what he was briefed on. He said, it's only 18 miles straight to Hormuz. They got all this artillery and missiles, and they don't even need the boats. They can just sit there and shoot the ships anytime they want. Yeah. One of the most armed places in the world, and they're all dug in. So, Trump, they don't need the mines. You keep talking about putting their ships at the bottom, being the checkmate. It's not, and you know that. But then he drifts back into this bullcrap that, oh, they really can't close the strait. Yes, they can. And I don't like sitting there undermining Trump. I need him to succeed. But damn it, recycling bullcrap ain't going to do it. Stop it. He should be like Churchill and just be straight up about all this and say, hey, we tried to overthrow the regime. I tried to back the people. I said I would help them. We thought they would fall. The Kurds stole the weapons, which he's already said, which is true, that we gave them. And you know, we've knocked them back big time in their capability. And so we are basically going to sign a deal with them, but then they're not being, you know, making the deal. And so this is where we are now, in a stalemate. And I guess we'll just sit it out with the Iranians. And the Iranians heard a truthful statement like that, they'd probably come to the table. But they know they're hurting him politically with the midterms. And because they're not hearing straight shooting, they think they've got him on the ropes. Instead, Israel wants to go to ground invasion and know Iran's going to assassinate Trump because they know that would accelerate the war. That puts Trump in a lot of danger that they'll kill him or somebody else will, which I've been predicting for years on this scenario. And then when they start hyping that, Trump better look out. I mean, I know what I'm talking about here. Back to Trump.
Back the blockade. And it'll only be a blockade for Iran. Anybody else can have whatever they want. Now, of course, they'll drop some mines if they can, you know, if they can do it. But it's hard because we're taking out those little boats now with the same weapon we used to take out the drug lords and the boats coming in by sea. Think of it. 97%. For years, we had fentanyl and all the other drugs coming in from different countries, including Venezuela. And it was, you know, they'd arrest them, they'd bring them to a court, they'd be released, and they'd be back on another boat the next. 97.
I think, John, the president has now reached his moment of truth on Iran, which is simply this. This is not a regime with whom you can make a deal and expect them to adhere to it, even if there are elements of that regime that would like to make a deal. I think the president hoped that, first of all, after the initial attack, which seemed to be so successful, that Iran might come to terms. They did not. So he hit them ever harder. Finally, there were negotiations, as we've been watching, which have absolutely gone nowhere when you get down to it. And now you have these attacks, overnight attacks by the Iranians yesterday on ships in the channel, which violates everything that's going, violates a memorandum of understanding, violates a ceasefire, and so on. And I think, you know, what we heard the president today suggests that he now recognizes that any kind of an enforceable deal is probably impossible, and he's going to have to deal with what remains there himself.
So the president again raised respect to today, potentially taking control of Karg Island, which is the main oil loading facility off the coast of Iran. Here's what the president said at the NATO summit.
We attacked Karg Island last night. We knocked out a piece. I said, don't touch the oil, because maybe we'll take over Karg Island. You know, we may take over Karg Island. It's not a thing they can do about it.
It's interesting to me, as I saw a report that a IRGC barracks in nearby Bushehr, which would probably be the biggest point of potential reinforcement for Iranian forces, was on fire. Does this pretend potentially a move against Karg Island?
Well, I think there are a number of options here, Karg Island being one of them, John. We could attempt to open the strait by force, which would be something I think we're militarily capable of doing, but it would risk casualties.
No, we're not.
Risk loss of naval assets, perhaps.
Not with what we got.
We could reimpose the blockade against Iran only, allowing other ships to go through. I don't think the president wants to have
That's
to do
true.
Any of these things. But he's now in a situation where his hope for negotiation or successful negotiation seems off the table now.
Let's stop and there, and we'll go to the next clip. That's yesterday. As of today, they're back at the table, but the ceasefire is over. Yes, we can stop most of their ships, but they can stop the other ships getting through by shooting them, and then the ships won't come through. And they have unlimited troops, all those mountains right there, it's on record. So it's not true. It would take hundreds of thousands of troops to take all the Strait of Hormuz and all those mountains and all those bases. That's the Pentagon assessment. Trump didn't like the army head telling him that, so he fired him. And they're talking about using like 10,000 army and 5,000 Marines to take it. That is insane. And that's what Israel's pushing, and they're saying they're not going to send in troops. Unbelievable. So there's Brett Hume, and looks like this goes on forever. Great. And then it destroys Iran economically, and it hurts us, and what is the point? Another endless war that Trump promised not to do. So the Iranians need to make a deal and need to stop being so belligerent, because they don't hold all the cards either. The only people holding the cards is Netanyahu by us continuing this on both sides. I'm going to come back and finish up briefly. Israel reportedly warns U.S. that Iran devised a plan and has a new plot to assassinate him. Oh, I'll tell you what my view of what that means, and it's not good. Then we'll shift gears into all the other news and huge guests coming up. I'm Alex Jones.
Introducing AquaPure, the ultimate water filter showerhead. Ladies and gentlemen, on your screen are the major third-party scientific tests. This is the very best top-of-the-line water filtration system for your shower head. It just takes seconds to be screwed on to any system, no plumbers. You owe it to yourself, your husband, your wife, your children to cut out the gender-bending chemicals that are in all the major tap water supplies. Most well water is contaminated as well. You can't just filter the water you drink. One of the biggest places you can pull the studies up that we absorb poisons is through our skin and through our lungs. The amount of chlorine in major water supplies is insane. You know, if you put fish in tap water, even if you aerate it, even if you feed them, they die within hours. That's because it's toxic. That's because it's poison. Chlorine alone kills bacteria. Great, you don't get dysentery, but it destroys your gut flora, and it's directly linked to cancer. Then you've got the fluoride, you've got the lead, you've got the arsenic. This system reduces it all 95 to 95%. Now, we've got gravity fed filters that cut it all out, but those are drip, drip, drip. This system is the very best on the market and reduces it from 95 to 99%, depending on the hundreds of chemicals that are out there in the studies that have been done. And that is the top of the line because it's forcing it through fast. It's got really good pressure, and you are reducing it down 95 to 99%. That is the best you are going to get if you live in one of these cities with the deadly tap water. And so many areas like Los Angeles are toilet to tap. They recycle the birth control and the Adderall and all the thousands of pharmaceuticals and the feces and the tampons and the microplastics all go back in, go through all these complex systems. They fill with all this chlorine, and then they ship it back out down your water pipes. And not to mention what's in the pipes and all the buildup. And then when sewage runs off, it gets into the water supply. You are insane if you're drinking tap water. And you can look up the studies for yourself. Almost all well water and aquifers in the United States are heavily contaminated with thousands of different chemicals like lead and mercury and arsenic and fluoride and other forever chemicals. So again, I can tell you forever in my home, we have these systems, and it does hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of showers before it's got to be replaced. The head's not replaced. We have the replacement filters for $30. For this quality, nobody can beat it, and it funds our operation against the globalist. This is very, very competitive at the normal retail. Listen to this. Normal retail is $139, but for everybody, it's $97.99. That's 30% off. And for VIP, $69.99. That is a steal at that deal. So anybody buying anything at the AlexJonesStore.com, whether it's t-shirts, high quality supplements, water filters, you name it, should be a VIP. It's $30 a month. Instantly get $40 to spend, special deals, special offers, and special sales on top of sales on everything. Cancel any time, so it's not even a commitment. You just get the better deals. We get to remind you of those, and we've got a lot of really satisfied customers. Over 90%+ reorder rate on our supplements, and it's starting to happen with our water filters as well because we've got the best deals, and it funds our information warfare operation. This is the best. You owe it to yourself. Secure yours now while supplies last at thealexjonesstore.com, and I want to thank you for supporting the transmission while at the same time making yourself healthier, wealthier, and wise. God bless you all. Now take action now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
اینو تا اینجا داشته باشین تا بریم برآوردیش. خیلی هم ترسناک، چشا دریده. نیروهای مقتدر هوافضای سپاه پاسداران انقلاب اسلامی در یک حمله رعداسا به پایگاه های دشمن بیادب در تمام کشورهای منطقه تعداد 400, 500, 600, 1,002 نفر را از پای در آوردند. بعد دیگه و این غلبمون غلب و من قبل قم بلبو غلمون.
So the Iranians make fun of us, we make fun of them. As the world economy goes down the toilet and people die. All completely worthless. What is war good for? Absolutely nothing when it's being done just so Netanyahu can have a political distraction. Absolutely insane. Now, I want to finish up with this. This is a big deal, and I'm going to move on into a bunch of other news, flock cameras, latest developments, and more. I have said
in the last few years that one of the big things facing the Trump administration will be Israel trying to drag us into full war with Iran. They want full regime change. And I've said that when the war failed and the mullahs didn't fall, the strait got closed, Israel would then want to have a new 9/11 to try to get us to go to full ground invasion. That's just how this works. And that Israel would provocateur or work with groups to stage a massive terror attack inside the United States. And then now you've got these Israeli officials and members of the Knesset and intelligence operatives and military experts in the last few weeks all over the news saying, boy, we need a new 9/11 to get America back on track. And all these publications that are owned by the Israel First, Israel supremacist, Greater Israel crowd have said Trump stabbed us in the back, J.D. Vance is bad, we love Marco Rubio, and we sure need a new 9/11. Well, already back in Butler 2+ years ago, I'd already seen them laying the groundwork in the corporate media and the Israeli media that Iran was going to assassinate Trump. And Trump said, even before they tried to kill him in Butler, he said, if I ever get killed, it's Iran, obliterate them. And then once he was president-elect, he said that. And I said, listen, Trump, if Israel gets you into a war, or you won't get into a war, they might assassinate you, blame it on the Iranians, when you planned this narrative. It doesn't mean the Iranians haven't talked about it. It doesn't mean they might actually do it. I don't know. But the two guys they busted a couple years ago, who were separate, both one out of Saudi Arabia, one out of Pakistan, that were trying to get here to kill Trump, were being offered money. It turned out it was Western intelligence doing it. It wasn't Iran. And they weren't talking to the Iranians. And then I said when they tried to kill him in Butler the day after, July 14th, people said I was crazy. They go, why are you saying that? I said, watch. They'll try to connect this to Iran. 3 days later, they did. Nobody bought it. CNN first reported it. And then the Israelis said, oh, yeah, they're behind it, and they're going to try again. And then I came out and said, I bet they claim surface-to-air missiles have been brought across from Mexico. And we actually learned it was Ukrainian ones from the U.S., the ones sent to Ukraine and then back through here. And that they're going to try to shoot down his private plane, Trump Force One. He better get Air Force escort with anti-missile defense, or he better be given, as the front runner, a Air Force Two or something, which they have, so that he has protection. And they were already working on that, and basically that happened. So we're told Iran has hatched a fresh plot to kill Trump, Israel's told the U.S. That's the Times of Israel and other publications, Wall Street Journal, New York Times. So we have to really be concerned about this, because Israel doesn't just need to set off a nuke or something and say Iran did it. They could nuke themselves. They could nuke us or have a group they fund do it. And then it's full war, which is what they want. And they've been talking about that. Boy, it'd sure be great if a nuke went off. Or they could kill Trump, and that'd be the equivalent of a new 9/11 as the pretext for full war, ground invasion, and the rest of it. And that's a new world war. We're already basically in one, but it would take it up a lot of degrees, escalated, obviously. So Trump buying into this, and in fact, I never played it yesterday. Get the clip from yesterday, please, because he obviously been told this before he even hit the news. And Trump said, oh, I might not be here very soon, you know. He said that before. The Iran, you know, has a plot to kill me. They're trying to kill me, so they won't be around long. I won't be around long. I'm paraphrasing it while they pull it up. But Trump is really walking into a trap on this. And it's not like I'm just saying that now. I said it before. All these pieces were laid out as I said they would do. So the globalists could use a new virus to try to lock things down. They've already tried that. It's failed. They could get this war deeper, assassinate Trump, stage a false flag, finance one, like they financed Hamas to attack themselves. That was Israel's 9/11, October 7th. So that's where we are. And you already got Trump taking other Air Force planes and switching planes. He's worried about missiles. That came out when he left Turkey a month before. You know, any of this information came out. We reported on Charlie Kirk thinking he's going to be killed by Israel. We broke that. Here's Harrison Smith. I'm not going to name names, but I was told by someone close to Donald Trump that Trump thinks Israel will kill him to get around to get a ground invasion of Iran. By the way, I know Harrison's sources. I don't know that one, but I know he doesn't make stuff up. Wow, Harrison should have called me. Maybe I missed a call. That's kind of a big deal. So, guys, call Harrison, and I won't say it on air if it's off. Okay. Sure, I know he treated that about Kirk, so maybe it's tongue-in-cheek. We'll find out. So this is a big deal. We've got to watch it. We've got to not be naive. We've got to be aware of it. But the Iranians have always said they've got asymmetrical stuff, if they think they're about to fall, that they'll activate in the West. So they have sleeper cells, too. So we have to look at all angles of this. All right, I'm done. I'm done talking about that. I want to get into the flock cameras. I want to get into the different Supreme Court rulings that just happened that are a pretty big deal. Trump says he's heard, and that's what good sources have said as well, that they're about to reconsider with another case they have on birthright citizenship at the Supreme Court. And we'll be getting to all of that. But first, today is the last day, and this only happens for 1 week out of each month where they give away a super off-road American-made vehicle. 1 month, the next month, an American badass, brand new souped-up sports car, muscle car. And in this last week, today's the last day of that with the sweepstakes, every order you put in at the alexjonesstore.com, you get put in 250X to win. Normally it's 5X any other day into the lottery. And most folks that win during this special time. Someone could potentially win both vehicles because one offer is ending, the next month is beginning. So during this week, you could win both. And not just the $10,000 cash with each vehicle, but the $20,000 cash total. So it's the last day to get in to win the 2026 Dodge Charger souped up. And it's the first week to get in on the month of the 2026 Ram 250, 2500 Laramie, plus $20,000 in cash. Last day to get 250 entries for every dollar you spend. That means, and it's actually, it's not just each order, it's each dollar. That means $100 spent gets you put in 25,000 entries, so I need to be clear about that. Main offer, when you spend $99 or more, you get $1,776 off your order. And we've got a bunch of sales going, so if some things become a loss leader, I can tell you, if you buy $100 worth of T-shirts, there's not that much markup on those. With the sale that's already going, we lose money on that. That is insane. You spend $100 in the store, you get $1,776 off, and that's only till midnight tonight. That's a flash deal. We have this new shirt that I came up with. I'm just telling you the design, and it's a flock camera, surveillance thing getting cut down by a man with a chainsaw, and it says, "Don't spy on me," with the Gadsden snake on the right-hand shoulder. That's a badass shirt. I'm going to be wearing that bad boy out in public, and it says AlexJonesLive.com on the back, and it funds the operations. That's a fundraiser shirt. Be sure and take advantage of that right now. Also, we have a new buy one, get one free sale, part of the kickoff of summer mega sale that ends, this is the last offer that it ends like I think Monday. This is the last part of that sale because every 3 days it's a new deal. Buy one ultramethylene blue capsules, the very same stuff that's in the liquid, just encapsulated, the very best out there, and get one free. Also, get Ultimate Creatine Powder at 50% off. We have the best, the highest quality, that deal. And we have the new shower head. We have the standards, third-party testing there. Highest rated shower filter system out there at a price lower than systems that don't even work as well. Normally $130, it's $99 for general shoppers. For VIPs, it's $69. It's the same on everything. VIPs get huge discounts on top of the sales on everything. $30 a month to be a VIP. Instantly, when you get charged $30, $40 is put in your account to spend on products. So you make $10 there. Special deals, special offers, and sales on top of sales. Everyone should be a VIP. Cancel anytime, one click for free. So it's no commitment. You just get better deals. Take advantage. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Financing the second revolution worldwide. And then we also have the ninth coin we put out in 6 years. We'll do a lot of these, of a collectible Troy ounce, pure silver, minted in Missouri. We've already sold out more than half of them. Came out last week. It is a fundraiser to hire more crew, more hosts, and our legal battles. The coin costs $67 at the time of minting. We're selling it for $117.76. So it's $117.76. But VIPs get it for $99. So we're making a little bit of money on that. But if you're a regular customer, it gives us even more to fund the operation. It's a memento, a piece of history. It's obviously highly collectible. We're not selling it as that. We're selling it as investing in freedom and knowing that when you see us on the air and see us breaking big news and battling the tyrants fearlessly, that you are our backers. You stand right beside us, in front of us, and behind us. We cannot do this without you. So this is an action item, firing the bat signal. Get this beautiful coin with the my favorite Christian cross. Nelson still t-shirts with it. The Jerusalem cross with the cross in the middle and the four crosses around it. I just love it. It's just something about it really touches me. People love the cross as well. I just love it. But if I ever got a tattoo, that's what I'm going to get it of. I know Hegg says has it. It's a good look. They call it Nazi. Such idiots. It's 800 years old. And that's the banner of the Crusades victories. And it says United States of America, sesquicentennial on one side, 1776. On the other, American Eagle, U.S. flag. America's 250 pure silver. The AlexJonesStore.com. VIPs get it for a big discount, but it is a fundraiser. So I thank you for all of your support. We cannot do any of this without you. Also, I want to tell you about the new winter. I don't know if they sent us any B-roll because we've been so busy at the new backup studio. The new studios are getting done. We haven't been having the winters down, but that'll happen soon. So they go, they get flown out to Fayetteville, Arkansas to get their vehicle and their cash. But the recent winter, we, changed another Patriots life. Congratulations to Diane Tack from Oregon, who officially took home the brand new Ford Raptor and $10,000 in cash. Yeah, there she is. That's another winner. Today is your last day, as I said earlier, to enter for our biggest giveaway yet. As I pointed out, every dollar you spend at thealexandstore.com gets 250 entries to win a brand new 2026 Dodge Charger, 2026 Ram 250 Larium, and plus $20,000 in cash. This is your final opportunity to maximize your entries at midnight. It's over. Yesterday, it was Diane from Oregon. Tomorrow, it could be you. Go to AlexJonesStore.com, TheAlexJonesStore.com right now. What a great lady. Congratulations to Diane. And great job, the folks at Bigley and our team here. We could not do any of it without you. And we're live on air right now. But remind me towards the end of the show to actually air that cool interview with her. Because I knew they'd done it, and I forgot about that. So I want to make sure we get that out on air and recognize her. Just what a, I love our listeners. They're all so cool. And they just all have these great backgrounds, too. And it's just a lot of fun to be able to do that. Something we're going to do when we build the new studios are done is it's kind of a Johnny Carson type set. So you've got the regular, you know, V, big TVs, and then it's got a big long video wall so I can get up. And like I'm a weatherman, but cover news, politics, elections, hurricanes, whatever it is, get up. And I'm going to spend at least 30 minutes to an hour a day up walking around. We're going to have a little studio audience, maybe for, you know, 9-10 guests. And we're going to, and we won't do that every day, but we'll have studio audiences. We're also going to do a late night show that I won't host most of the time, but it'll be like a variety show, but I'll do characters on there. When I appear on the show, it usually won't be me. It'll be a character. So everybody can know it's clearly having some fun. But it'll be news, funny things, you know, the globalists did, the left did, serious stuff, guests and things. But it's going to be big. Oh, we're not playing around. And that's what your support does. You want to see that happen? I always do what I say I do if you back us. You've always backed us, so we've done everything we ever said we do. Sometimes it takes a little bit longer. That's why you build it. You build it when you support it. It's not like I build it and then you just watch it. You're building it all. You're doing it. And I salute you. You're the Paul Revere's. All right, let's start getting into Flock ahead of our huge guest coming up. So I am seeing every day just dozens of local newscasts in Minnesota, New York, and Texas, California, everywhere, where innocent people are getting SWAT team pulled over, arrested, and they're totally innocent. And then we know with similar systems in Europe, and they admit they want to do it here, they're going to tax you by the mile using it. They've got kill switches in all the cars to do it, cameras in all the new cars watching you. It's the law in Europe. They do that. And this is the Big Brother hub coming in. There's big pushback on Flock, even though your home assists are already set up for this and the Ring cameras are already set up for this, because they haven't implemented the total tyranny yet. But through Flock, they are. So people are right to be pissed about it. And now we need to extend that out to the rest of the technocracy that definitely is being implemented to oppress us and control us. It has some good uses, but in the end, it's being rolled out by the globalists with bad intentions. And just like people are pissed at the data centers, they need all these systems to go through the data centers. This is all part and parcel of the AI takeover post-human replacement system. So this fella, Anonymous, your Anon News, says, leave flock cameras alone. He's obviously being sarcastic and telling you how to do this. And that's the bottom line, folks, is you obviously, I'm not telling you to do this, but you want to wear a mask. You don't want to take a cell phone or a digital watch, anything that's wireless that they can track you with there. And, you know, you can basically make sure there's no cameras around wherever you get dropped off at or wherever you hike in. You target where they're at. You get dropped off or take a bus or whatever it is. Insert yourself in the woods. Go wherever. Change your gait when you're walking, just like you do in Dune for a sandworm won't hear you. It's the same thing. Just change your gait so biometric systems can't pick up your gait. And you know, deliberately walk different, and then just go right up behind it and just take it out. And this is going to let the system know that this is people power in the beginning of the examples of this. And this is the heroes. This is who needs to be celebrated in these fights. And when people get arrested or in trouble, we need to absolutely back them and fund them and win and let the system know we've just begun to fight. Okay, because this is all predatory. It's one thing if people want to put rings on their houses, they're now merging with Flock. But Flock is very predatory, very dangerous. But we need to get the law repealed of the kill switches in your cars, watching, listening to you, meta glasses, don't be an idiot. That's all going back. They're watching you, listening to you here. You're taking enemy tech Trojan horses into your house. Sure, a nice Trojan horse is just a horse. Oh, it's a pretty idol, but it's got troops inside of it. Okay? So this is very healthy. So here's a fella telling you how to not take out Flock cameras. Here he is.
Leave Flock cameras alone. There's no need to label all the Flock cameras in your area. And don't put plastic bags over them either, because all that does is cost the company time and money. Grow up. I know that you can use a $50 high-powered blue or green laser like this one to permanently blind Flock cameras, but come on, guys. Why? Definitely do not use the camera map on deflock.org to find cameras, approach them from behind on foot with a spray paint extender, and spray them. And if you do that, at least make sure that you have your phone in your pocket so we can identify you using the Bluetooth and 5G. There is no reason to spend $20 on a hard hat and high visibility vest and then buy a $30 Sawzall with diamond tip blades to cut down the entire pole. That's because the cameras and solar panels are clamped with a simple 8mm socket, so you're just doing too much. The cameras have about 12 hours of backup battery, so they will be transmitting Bluetooth and 5G that we can use to track you. So under no circumstances should you put the camera inside of a Faraday bag while the battery runs itself out and then break them down for parts, because that would prevent us from finding you, and nobody wants that. If you do any of these things, it's important that you do not buy a pair of Vader facial recognition blocking glasses, because then it would be impossible for us to identify you and charge you with a class 4 misdemeanor, which is typically just community service or a small fine. And for the love of God, do not attend your city council meetings and demand that they cancel your city's Flock contract. We need these cameras. Peter Thiel is a benevolent overlord, and we should all be grateful that he loves us enough to keep us safe. Grow up.
And they always just throw Peter Thiel in there like that. That's the big tech thing. And my issue is, like, Flock's the only thing. It's all these multinational corporations putting in these grids for control, and it's healthy for people to start pushing back, especially when they're trying to give total liability protection to big tech companies to do whatever they want. No, that's not how this works. Here is the news getting hysterical about more and more of the cameras being cut down.
Camera that once stood here is gone. All that's left is this pole across the street. Another one taken down as well. A criminal justice expert tells me this could be a sign of the growing public unease with this type of video surveillance. In two different parts of Houston, the same scene. Surveillance cameras lying on the ground. Two near Memorial Park, two more near Washington Avenue and Westcott. All part of Flock Safety's automated license plate reader network used by Houston police and other law enforcement agencies. Houston police confirming an investigation into this. While the motive is unknown,
notice
the technology
they put American
itself
flag
has drawn
as a
criticism
calling card
in the past from people concerned about the data they're collecting.
What level of frustration have we encountered?
Right. Texas Southern University professor Howard Henderson, founding director of the Center for Justice Research, says the backlash reflects broader concerns over privacy and who ultimately has access to the information these cameras collect.
For many in society, they're looking at what the negative unintended consequences may be if this information gets leaked or someone uses it and finds itself in the wrong hands.
A crowdsourced map from dflock.org shows thousands of Flock cameras across the greater Houston area. Because anyone can submit locations, ABC 13 cannot independently verify the data shown, but we know that multiple law enforcement agencies use the cameras. Houston expanded its use of the technology through a multi-million dollar agreement with Flock in 2022. In that contract, HPD describes the camera as an investigative tool, writing that, quote, all data from vehicles observed will be provided to HPD for further assessment in detecting vehicles wanted in suspicious or post-event investigations for law enforcement purposes. Just months ago, Harris County Commissioners voted to renew its contract through June 2027 at a cost of just under $869,000.
All right, that's enough.
The Harris County Sheriff's
Office. And of course, they don't use them for the illegal aliens. They don't use them for the missing kids. It's all to harass you. Here's a report on this. Cape Coral leaders, this is an example, in Florida, proposing AI cameras on trash cans to scan homes and yards for code violations. That's all Agenda 21. High grass, unpermitted renovations, and more to surveil you with the green police, with the code enforcement, so they can issue fines and take people to court. We already have Flock cameras on poles watching the streets. Now this, and that's not just here. Dallas has already approved AI cameras on sanitation trucks, while cities are deploying them on code enforcement vehicles, drones, and more. This isn't efficiency. This is a takeover. This is a technocracy. This is a bureaucracy at war with us, as I warned you decades ago. Then we have innocent people being pulled over, people being going to jail, you name it. We'll come back with that. And then I want to go back to articles we wrote and videos I did 16, 17 years ago. I can do the whole show on this, but I'm not. But we come back, I'm going to just get to a little bit of this and explain what I told you then was going to be done. And the government already, in most power poles, most light poles, already has their own systems doing the same thing. They just don't want you to know about it till they announce the new lockdowns when they release a new virus or call for carbon lockdowns. That's all part of the official plan. Then we have a huge guest joining us, legendary writer, director, producer Roger Avery, to get into the waterfront, just the whole spectrum of what's happening and how at the core of this is a satanic philosophy that is running this. He's really informed on that. We'll be talking to him coming up. Then Robert Barnes, excellent lawyer, really smart historian on everything happening, including the big pretrial for Tyler Robinson and the reported murder, allegedly, of Charlie Kirk. Big things happening there that only ask more questions. It's all coming up today and so much more. Be sure and follow me on X at Real Alex Jones and on rumble.com/Alex Jones Go Live and our news site. Share it like your life depends on it. It's quite frankly, it does.
In the forbidden mountains of ancient China, Alex Jones, the warrior, returns to complete his training. His fists thunder against globalist lies. Each board he shatters destroys another New World Order deception. Forged in the fire of truth, he trains day and night. Iron palm strikes smashing through Big Pharma's walls. He prepares for the ultimate demon, Fentanyl the Dragon.
Oh, hello, Alex. It is I, Fentanyl the Dragon, your arch nemesis.
Fentanyl, you dare to return and face me?
Visit the AlexJonesStore.com today.
Real time, uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
America's worth saving. I seen this country build towns where there was nothing but dust and empty sky. Men worked sun up to sundown, built roads, railways, farms, and cities with their bare hands. People came here with nothing in their pockets and somehow carved out a life worth living. That's what made this place different. Not power, not money, freedom. And as long as there's still a few hard-headed Americans standing tall, America's story ain't over yet.
You can feel the noose tightening all across America. Fight the enemy before they hang freedom itself.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.